Ladies and gentlemen, again, the book is Revolution Song, A Story of American Freedom. I think it's just outstanding the way Russell Shorto put this book together, giving us real-life perspectives. These are not fictional characters. This is a nonfiction book. So this is about reality. That's why so much research was necessary in putting it together. A British elite, a former slave owner who bought the freedom of himself and his family, a cobbler who turned politician, a Native American from the Iroquois Confederacy, or actually he was a Seneca tribal leader, and a leading figure in the Iroquois Confederacy, George Washington. And I tell you, I'm truly appreciative of the fact that he included a lady in the mix, Margaret Coghlan, to give us a very, very well-rounded perspective of what was going on in that day and helping us realize that what was happening then is happening now. And essentially, think about it, the nation, you had people trying to take the nation in two different directions then. We have people trying to take the nation in two different directions now. And there's something about reading what's going on, because sometimes, you all know this is true, sometimes we can find ourselves in a situation where we are living through the moment, we are living through the event, but very often, because we're not being given accurate information, often we're being given a mix of what's true and a mix of what's false. Sometimes we're not getting any information on some of the numerous issues that have to do with how we live, some of the numerous issues that have an impact on our lives, and we have no awareness whatsoever. So between those, that mix, sometimes we're getting truth, sometimes we're being given total falsehood. At other times, we're being given something that is a mixture of what's true and false. And sometimes we don't have any information on much of it whatsoever. So we can be living through it and not really understand what's going on. So sometimes, very often, reading about that past when people were able to be in the here and now and gather numerous facts from many different angles can kind of piece together that puzzle for us a little bit better than even some of the people who were living through the time period. And as we look back on that historical time period and we're able to gain a fairly good grasp of what was happening then, since humans are basically the same, whether we're talking 2017 or 1717 or 1017, humans are basically the same. We get a good grasp of what was going on then. It can help us gain a better grasp of what's going on now. Revolution Song, A Story of American Freedom by Russell Shorto. You can go to Russell Shorto. Again, Shorto is spelled capital S-H-O-R-T-O, Shorto, RussellShorto.com. You can go to Amazon.com, any number of places where books are sold, and get that book. Now, I would like for you all to please join me in applauding 36-year-old Shalane Flanagan, who broke away from Leaders Sunday in the final 6 miles of the New York City Marathon to become the first American woman to win that marathon in 40 years. Wow, 36 years old. And I was listening to her talk, and she mentioned that winning that marathon had been a dream of hers for years. She started dreaming about running when she was a child. And at some point, she decided she wanted to win the New York City Marathon, which some people say is the elite. It is the at the top of the list when it comes to marathons. This is the one. And she won it. First American woman to win it in 40 years. Jeffrey Kamworor of Kenya held off countryman Wilson Kipsang for gold. How many of you have ever run a marathon? And what motivated you to get started with that? To get started running, period. But then also after that, to decide to run in a marathon. And then what took you even further? You wanted to participate in a major marathon. How did it turn out for you? Was it the type of experience that you had expected? How did you train for it when it comes to your, I don't want to say diet, maybe that's the right word, but whatever your nutritional habits were, your exercise routine, your rest routine, as far as, you know, what you, what time you would try to get to bed. Did you find yourself involved in, you know, massage therapy as part of your fitness mix? What did you do to train? I tell you what, that is quite a feat to complete it, to run it and complete it. Amazing. And I take my hat off to the many, many people who have the time and the discipline to do so well in such a challenging event. When you ran, what was your greatest challenge? And I know it might seem like, oh, come on now. What kind of question is that? You're running a marathon. What was your greatest challenge? Yeah, what was your greatest challenge? Was your greatest challenge staying focused on the race? Did you find yourself from time to time being so distracted that you would have to tell yourself, hey, bring your mind back, bring your mind back. Stay focused on what you're doing right now. Was your greatest challenge mental? Was your greatest challenge physical? Was your greatest challenge remembering why you were running this in the first place? What was your greatest challenge? And then once it was over, what gave you your greatest sense of accomplishment? Was it the fact that you finished? Was it the fact that you ran at all? Was it that you placed in the top 50? What was your greatest sense of accomplishment? I tell you what, when we have experiences like that, and we can share those with our children, our family members, people close to us, I tell you what, a lot of times it can just be so inspiring for so many people who would listen. So again, I take my hat off not only to runners, but to people who engage in any type of event, sporting event, musical event, you name it, that requires discipline over time in order to accomplish your goal. I take my hat off to you. When we come back, I want you to help me think through and talk through American sexual conduct and misconduct.